And the talk just keeps on coming.
You can do anything. You can say anything you want to say.
TalkZone.com. Time for more Becoming Thin Within on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Deborah Wright.
Welcome back to Becoming Thin Within. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have just had a wealth of information, and now I'm being told I can have my chocolate.
I'm eating mine right now. It's delicious. It really is delicious.
Now, of course, I'm sure that one thing we have to be aware of is that there's still the fat and the calories in it. And so it's not one of those things you're going to eat all day, every day. You still, like you were mentioning, and Katrin is still
actually,
with us.
Actually, this chocolate, you're supposed to eat four times a day.
Okay.
It actually
How
helps
much?
You lose weight.
And how much?
Those, the little piece I gave you, that 3 to 4 pieces a day.
Okay.
It depends and so on the ORAC.
It's
serving.
Like a 1-inch square.
Yeah, about 1-inch square. So you have four of those a day.
Mm-hmm. And, cause the cocoa butter is a good fat. Uh-huh. And, especially once again for pregnant women, I actually found from a doctor's website that omega-3 fats are the most important dietary influence for prenatal nutrition. It is, but you shouldn't eat necessarily fish for that.
Uh-huh.
You know, if then find like,
salmon,
cod liver oil or, you know, there's tablets you can take.
Right.
Because fish, unfortunately, these days has mercury and other things
they
in
do.
It.
Right.
Yeah. It's very hard these days to get good fish.
Right.
That's the problem. And you have it posted on your website. I have a nutrition class coming up, and it's for everybody, you know, pregnant or no pregnant. It
right.
doesn't matter. It's really nutrition 101, what to eat and what not to eat. And because I'm a very big opponent of absolutely do not ever, ever eat artificial sweeteners. They're the worst thing you can do for your
okay,
health.
Okay, tell us why. Go ahead and go into that, because I know a lot of people, and I'm myself included, I have some
Yeah.
That. But I use stevia as often as I can. But
stevia
go ahead.
Is wonderful. Splenda is made out of chlorine. Don't
right.
use Splenda. You
right.
can go to thetruthaboutsplenda.com or
yes.
SplendaExposed.com.
And that's how they remove the sugar. The,
wow,
the
that's my favorite
it's,
one.
It's,
yeah.
it's not good for you. Then
it's
the,
real
the
sugar,
worst
but
is,
they use chlorine to
put it in your swimming pool.
Yeah. then the most popular, I guess, artificial sweeteners, aspartame. It's in all the diet drinks and diet. There's like over 8,000 products.
Yeah.
I double dare you to find a chewing gum without aspartame. The minty ones. It's
Ooh,
everywhere.
A double dare even. I'll be back.
and it's an excitotoxin. First of all, it's not a diet product. It actually makes you gain weight. They have done studies.
Yeah.
Don't do anything. Just don't eat aspartame. People lost 19 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
well,
it's ridiculous.
Part
you know?
Of what is happening when you eat some of the artificial sweeteners is your body tastes that sweetness and is expecting a sugar. And so it expects to begin to process and
mm-hmm.
break down a sugar.
Exactly.
But it doesn't get a sugar. It gets a foreign substance instead.
Mm-hmm.
And so there it is going, wait a minute, where's my sugar? Give me sugar. So then the cravings for sugar increase because it's saying sweet equals sugar,
uh-huh.
no sugar, what's happening? And then it can't produce and break
mm-hmm.
down. This artificial substance, yes, it's still saying give me more. And so a lot of people will say that they drink that and then
and
they crave.
It's almost every time someone says I have lupus, fibromyalgia, whatever it may be, all those autoimmune diseases, I'd say more than even 9 out of 10 times
uh-huh.
I said, do you drink Diet Cokes? And they do. Guess what? Because
right.
that is it causes all the autoimmune diseases.
Uh-huh. Now, I had read that aspartame, the what they make aspartame out of is the same – structure that they use for formaldehyde.
It creates formaldehyde
yeah.
in your brain.
Isn't that nice?
It actually is a
You're
byproduct.
Almost dead.
I know. Look at that. It's a byproduct of pesticides.
Yeah.
And it's,
but it's calorie free, Katrin.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Calories or brain damage.
Right.
And for people that are on antidepressant medicines, all they have to do is stop drinking the Diet Cokes,
yeah.
and
so
then
what,
they don't need it.
What would
wow.
you recommend then? Let's say somebody is, they're thinking, okay, I'm drinking diet, so that's better than the regular Coke, and they feel at this moment, okay, I need it. Well, we know if we just take stuff away from people, they're going to find it another way, or they're going to crash, mm-hmm. and they're going to go say, forget this. How do you, would you recommend weaning them off of the Cokes, if it's Diet Coke or regular Coke?
Well, my husband is the best example. He was literally a Cokeaholic. The regular Cokes, he had a 2-liter bottle a day. Easy.
Oh, my goodness.
5 refills.
That's a lot.
Did you
yes.
say 2-liter?
The whole big bottle, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
There was nothing I could do. Every time he had a glass, I'm like, are you sure? He's like, oh, that one won't hurt me. He's like, what about the other 9?
Yeah.
So, and what fixed him was the chocolate. he hasn't had a Coke since August, and he will never go back, because every now and then he actually tries one and says, oh my gosh, it's so sweet, I can't take it. It changes what you like. And all the people that lost a lot of weight, and that's the great thing, they will, you know how it is when people do a diet, they might stick with it for 2 months, lose 20 pounds, and then they go back to cheesecake and gain it all back.
And more.
With this, it doesn't happen. And that is the cool thing about it. I know people that, you know, would eat fried chicken, fried okra, and gravy on top, you know, the southern food. That's all they ate, and they were already chubby in kindergarten. And within a week on the chocolate, they're like, I can't believe I used to like fried chicken. That is so gross. I'd rather have a salad. And
so
that's why they lose weight.
They develop this flavor for the chocolate, and that turns them off of the greases and the other.
Well, not just that, because it fills your body with the antioxidants. It repairs the free radical damage, and your body is craving nutrients. Obese people actually are starving for nutrition.
Oh, yeah.
They eat dead food, then they are not satisfied, so they eat more and more and more and more, but they're never, you know, like the stomach might be full, but the cells are not.
Right.
They're screaming for the vitamins and the minerals, which is not in a cheeseburger and french fries, you know. So that is the hard part.
Well, and I would even go so far as there are some what I call, and I see them a lot, skinny fat people.
Yes.
People who still eat the junk, and they may not be overweight, but they're not feeding themselves what they need.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not a sign of being sick or healthy if you're thin or not. I know a lot of very thin people that are very sick.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
And they just have a different metabolism. Once again, my husband, his metabolism is so through the roof. When he was a teenager, they checked him. The doctor said he had to eat 4,000 calories to maintain his weight.
Oh my goodness.
That's just
wrong. Can we trade?
Yeah.
No.
So, is he still like that?
It has slowed down some, but he's if he lost any weight, he'd be in trouble, you know.
Yeah. That's the same with my husband. He was like that growing
drinking
up,
all that Coke.
And then he slowed down.
Yeah.
Now when you say he's been off since August, you mean of last year?
Of last year.
Or
yes.
Yesterday.
Last year. No, since last year, exactly.
Oh,
and I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
I'll bet.
And my second son was born 4 years ago. So you know how it is, then those last 10 pounds just don't let go.
Yeah.
I finally lost those with the chocolate myself because I already ate healthy, so I couldn't, like, all the things I told people to implement to change their diet, and then that kicks in for them. You know, I already did it, so I don't know. I just didn't want to leave me, and that was what helped me. And I had severe female problems. I mean, like endometriosis. And just every month I was on the couch with a heat pack for 3 days, just horribly. And that is completely gone. Also, I'm on the chocolate since August of last year. That's when we started this. You know, they say 3 pieces a day. I admit I eat way more than that.
Okay. So if you eat more, that's
you can't overdose. Yeah.
Okay. And, so as far as, and now this nutrition class that you say you have coming up, it's a 4-week class.
Starts August 18th, and it's at the D1 Sports Campus in Cool Springs at Berger Chiropractic.
And if to get more information, is that on your website, or would they need to email you?
They would need to email me. The website is specifically about the chocolate. Yes.
Okay, so that would be at Katrin. I want my chocolate.
iwantmychocolate.com.
And they can get them more information about that. And you will tell them specifically how much to eat, how often, what the minimum is, why.
Of course,
the why.
Because it's not a diet. It's just use your head, read the labels. When you can't pronounce it, don't eat it. You know, those kind of things.
Oh my gosh.
You know, and why? Because if you just tell somebody, oh, don't eat that, it's not good for you.
Yeah.
Then they eat it anyway. But if you give them all the ins and outs about, you know, why not milk and all these kind of things. By the way, on YouTube is a great video called Milk the Deadly Poison.
Robin was a little taken back by her milk
thing. I was. I didn't realize.
Are you a milk drinker?
I am not a milk drinker, but I'm worried about the kids.
Yeah.
Of course, you know.
See, Annabelle drinks soy. She drinks. Now, I won't. We do have milk in the house. My husband drinks it. And so on occasion she will, but she drinks.
I would switch her to almond milk.
I use that.
Which is alkaline.
Yeah, I use that too.
But soy is not as great as it's hyped up to be. A few decades ago, it was said it's not fit for human consumption, but it grows fast and is cheap, and that's why it's in everything
these
days.
It's not fit for human.
No, that's literally how they called it.
Yeah. I've used almond milk. I use it for when I make mini chocolate chip organic muffins, mm-hmm. and then I make them a ganache. So I put the ganache on top,
cool.
I use almond milk instead of cream. Of course, they use cream.
Yes, yes.
That, and I use almond milk instead.
Well, we use it. My boys use it in cereal. My little one, he likes his chocolate Mimi, which is, they have a chocolate flavored almond milk, and I cut it half and half with water, and that's what he likes.
Yeah. So, okay. And so now, Robin, now that we've scared you to death, that's your milk.
And postpartum is really the same thing. You want to eat healthy, but then you have to, when you breastfeed, watch out what your baby likes and doesn't like. And you can tell you eat it and he cries, he didn't like it, you know. So
is the chocolate okay for while you're breastfeeding?
It's actually fabulous. I heard a lot of, I mean, they haven't done studies on that yet because it's so new. The University of Utah has done a clinical study on that exact product, Chosai, the liquid chocolate specifically. And they already said the results were so phenomenal. They want to study all the products, longer times, different diseases, even cancer. I mean, they're going to do that for years now. It's going to be great. I noticed when I was breastfeeding my second child, I couldn't even eat lettuce, which is weird because normally, I mean, they say no broccoli and cabbage and those kind of things that make
those can be hard
to digest.
Onions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then in India, they say that's what you should eat, you know, the spices and the curry. So it depends on the cultures, what they tell you.
Yeah.
And it's really up to you. I mean, eat as healthy as you can, the whole grains, the vegetables, the fruits and all these kind of things, unprocessed stuff.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Then you have to kind of experiment. You know, obviously, if the baby's uncomfortable, you can't eat it, you know, and then you have to adjust.
Right, right.
And once again, the chocolate is incredible for your postpartum blues. All the depression and the mood changes because there's serotonin and endorphins and all those mood-enhancing chemicals in there.
I wish
naturally.
I had that.
No kidding.
Because I fought that feeling for a good year because I just really fought the, this is not what it is. And
Did you so you didn't go to a doctor about it?
It took me a long time.
And
it took me.
Away.
I was very resistant to
was
that.
Was this with the first or the
this
second?
This is my second. Oh, no, the first. It was like
no problem.
Baby bliss. Yeah.
And you, of course, you were young then, too.
Yes.
And do you think that part of the postpartum may have been, well, it wouldn't have been your eating. You said your eating was pretty good.
My eating was pretty good. I think.
You didn't have chocolate.
I think partly it's age.
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
It is partly age. I didn't have the chocolate. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You didn't
should have had the chocolate. I don't really know. I mean, she was colicky.
Yeah.
So that was definitely sleep deprivation equals postpartum.
I mean, no
doubt. I don't really know, and I was really resistant to it at the time. I didn't have it so bad that I didn't want to tend to my baby, thank goodness, because some people, you know, it's devastating. But I don't, you know what, I can't pinpoint it. You asked me that question, like, did I eat differently? And I feel like I ate healthy with the second pregnancy. So I think a big part of it is age.
Yeah.
You know,
and
like the doctor said, we're really primed to have babies.
Earlier.
And this is not, I'm not telling people to go out and have babies,
I know.
But in their early 20s is when we're prime. So
he said age 23. Age 23, that's, I know. And that was when my husband and I, when we got married, we started right away and it took years and years and years and tests and treatments and failed treatments. And it was, even during that time, my eating was just quite erratic. It was up, it was down, it was good, it was bad. And a lot of it had to do with, you know what, obviously my emotional state.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I'm never going to be mommy. And part of me, and I wrote it in my article this week, part of me was wondering, is God telling me I'd be a bad mommy?
Ugh, that's
heartbreaking. You do, you think that because you think everything happens for a reason. So part of me was thinking, maybe God's saying I shouldn't have children. Maybe I would be a terrible mom. Maybe I should just accept that and move on. And oh, that was hard. And Mother's Day was just, was that ever challenging for me? Because it was, you know, I don't want to see moms. I don't want to see kids. Of course, I, you know, called my own mom on at that time. But yeah, that was when I was doing that. My eating really wasn't very good. But then I thought, okay, as a distraction, I'm going to get healthy. I'm going to eat right. Because I was a yo-yo dieter. So I knew what I was supposed to do. And I lost weight and I felt great. And then we hit another bump. We had another treatment fail. Here I was. I lost weight. I looked great. I was healthy. This should have answered my question.
Mm-hmm.
This should have been the problem solver. And it still wasn't. So that caused me to go to the food again.
Yeah,
and
that spiraled you. Mm-hmm.
My emotional state went. And then I started to go down that, what you were saying, that if you get pregnant, well, I'm supposed to eat anything. I'm supposed to eat everything. I'm supposed to eat for two. And it was almost like a rite of passage. I worked so hard to get pregnant. I went through all this crap to get pregnant. I deserve to eat whatever I want.
I deserve that ice cream.
Yeah. So there was part of that. I mean, it was very emotional. It was, I'm, you know, I deserve this because finally I'm pregnant. So, you know, I'm going to eat twice as much as other people who get pregnant easily.
Right.
Because it's my right. And so it really, it's very emotional, you know, going back to that. But obviously at some point I stopped and I said, okay, wait a minute. I can't pass this junk, this crap on to Annabelle, which, you know, we had her name ready as soon as we found out we were having a girl. I said, I can't pass this on to her. I can't do this to her because, you know, I was up and down all my life with weigh-ins. I can't pass this on to her. So that was when I finally said, all right, I need to figure out why I'm going to the food. And it was really obvious during the infertility phase. It was really obvious I was eating because for emotional reasons. I was needing this comfort.
Sure. Yeah.
I can't.
And just the disappointment.
Oh gosh, yeah. I would go down to my dogs and I would sit in the corner and just cry.
Aww.
You know, when we would have a failed cycle. And, you know, I had a lot of support. There's a great site online, locally, IVF Connections. They've got a Tennessee group. Those women were absolutely wonderful and helping. And it was somebody to say, look, you're going to get through this no matter what. You're going to get through this. But all weight issues, they, you know, there's an emotional base. There is absolutely an emotional base to it. And, you know, even if you say, like a lot of people, I'm sure when you say what we need to do is start incorporating this chocolate, here are all the healthy reasons. And as a nutritionist, you probably hear all the time, you're telling them this is good for you. Yet people don't, they still don't do it.
I know. You know? And, actually, when I heard that Dr. Hill will be on talking about infertility, just for fun, I Googled antioxidants and infertility.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of studies out there and I found one that was especially interesting. Because it said that, I mean, of course, there's so many reasons why someone can get pregnant,
right,
both on the male and female
right,
side.
Right.
But one of the top three reasons in everything I found was stress because of oxidation, which is free radical damage,
right.
Which once again, that is the bad food you eat, the environmental toxins, mm-hmm. pollutions, all that kind of thing, pesticides. I mean, everything around us affects us all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah.
And that one study, and I forget what university that was, but I actually pulled down the PowerPoint on my laptop. It was very interesting. It said that they could reverse. They did an antioxidant study
mm-hmm.
with vitamin C, vitamin E, and lycopene, which is in tomatoes.
Right.
And, you know, a specific treatment, and they had an 80% success rate with treating these people with antioxidants. Because that
for
is what
fertility?
Fixes, yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's very good.
Once again, and it's funny, when I read that, it made, you know, you always hear stories, you know, with the chocolate people say, oh, it did this for me and that for me.
Yeah.
And it's so of various kinds. Sometimes you're like, that's hard to believe, but,
right. But
everything starts with inflammation and oxidation.
Yeah. And so we really,
you
got to pay attention to what you're eating. And we,
absolutely.
You know, we have had just a wonderful time talking to you today, Catherine, and of course, Dr. Hill. And thank you, Robin, for sharing some of your stories. But if you want more information about the studies that you heard Catherine talk about, you can email her at Catherine@iwantmychocolate.com or go to iwantmychocolate.com. Thank you so much for being with
Thanks
us today. That was very
me.
Enlightening.
It's
and
fun.
So get all this information and hopefully that will help you become thin within so that you can live out your life and your dreams. But remember, you're getting better every day. Just keep at it. We'll see you next time on Becoming Thin Within, becomingthinwithin.com. See you next Thursday. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Becoming Thin Within with Deborah Wright. Visit her website at becomingthinwithin.com and join us every Thursday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 p.m. Eastern, and 9 p.m. Pacific for more inspiration from Becoming Thin Within right here on TalkZone.com.